You're listening to an excerpt from the first Friends of the Cycling podcast special of 2016. In the full episode, we hear footage from inside the GSK lab on the day that Chris Froome underwent his physiological testing, while in part two, Lionel Burney, Daniel Freeb and myself, Richard Moore, discuss the tests, what they mean, and other aspects that explain and limit human performance.
Come on, Chris!
Come on,
Bob! Come on, Bob!
Keep going!
Come on!
Come on, come on!
Where should we go?
Were you nervous before it?
Yeah, a little bit nervous. I mean, at the end of the day, I think whatever the number is, I wasn't going to be able to change that. It's not as if I could pedal faster and get a different number. So I gave it everything I had. Hopefully that's going to satisfy all the questions that have been asked about it.
You know, when you reflect on it, did all that speculation, did it take anything at all away from winning your second tour?
No, I didn't. I mean, for me, the athletic achievement, that's what I'm after. That's what, I mean, winning that tour, nothing's going to taint that for me or all that stuff along the way. That was almost as if it was just an added challenge for me and made it even harder to do in a sense. So in a way it feels like an even greater achievement. In the moment it's hard not to get angry, because you think, hold on, what people are actually accusing me of is so severe in my line of work. It's basically calling me a complete fraud. It just, all the hard work, all the training just goes out the window when someone basically says, oh well, you're just doping. It's as if I haven't got here on my own esteem, which is far from the case. So yeah, it does bother me. But at the same time, I can understand where the questions are coming from, and given the sport, the history of the sport, questions do need to be asked. But in my opinion, as long as those questions are fair and put forward in the correct manner, then I'm happy to answer them. But when I get my back up a little bit, I think it's more when those questions just turn to straight outright allegations, and that's not right.
To listen to the full episode, sign up for 2016 now and you will get each episode straight to your mobile on release. Plus, our bonus episode recorded with Geraint Thomas at the Manchester Velodrome. If you didn't sign up in 2015, you can get all 11 specials straight to your mobile today for just £5. Last year, we produced 90 free-to-air episodes, including our newly launched Kilometre Zero series. This would not have been possible without the friends of the podcast. Sign up on our website now.
Program especially for the Friends of the Cycling podcast. Thank you to Glass Pear for the music in this episode. For more information and to download more editions of the show, visit thecyclingpodcast.com.